Kratheus glared at him.
"Retribution, Captain Serlu," he said, "for the poverty we endured after our mother's cerebrums were destroyed, and she could no longer earn a living."
"In that case, you have some work to do," Hans said. "I already told you, I wasn't the one who blasted your mother."
"And you expect us to accept that?" Marvin asked. "The word of a smuggler and a rebel, when there is 12.2% chance that you're lying?"
Han frowned in confusion.
12% makes the odds better than 7-1 that I'm telling the truth.
"So it does," Kratheus said. "But we always prefer to minimize our chance of error. And now we have reduced it to 0.
"Zero? How can you..."
The answer to Han's question came to him before he had finished asking it.
"Wait. You've already killed the other possibilities."
Kratheus tipped his power body back and looked at the ceiling.
"Is that so difficult to believe, Captain Serlu?"
he asked.
"Yes. We have destroyed the other suspects. Hondo Bador, Kabat Lom, Neved Dahan, Beryl Ada. Anyone Mama might have angered by helping you."
"We even destroyed the bartender," Marvid added. "He had been with Mama for 20 standard years, but she had just refused a salary request. So he did have a reason to be resentful."
Han could only shake his head in disbelief.
"You two are insane," he said.
"Killing what? 5 innocent beings, just to be sure you got the right one?"
15 innocent beings, actually, Marvid said. "There were quite a few minor suspects."
"And did I say we killed them?" Kratheus asked. "I hope we haven't led you to believe we are that merciful, Captain Serlu. We destroyed them. We took their treasure, their friends, their family."
"Stop there!"
Han was growing angrier by the moment.
"You two must have a death wish if you think you're going to make threats against my friends and my family."
"Those are not threats, Captain Serlu."
Again, a tight smile came to Marvid's withered mouth.
"After you survived the assassination attempt at Sarnis, we decided to try a more careful approach."
"Assassination attempt?"
Han echoed, reeling from the implications.
"You dropped that asteroid on Sarnis to get at me?"
A lipless sneer came to Marvid's mouth.
"Does that make you feel guilty, Captain Serlu?"
"What it makes me is mad,"
Han said, coming out of his chair.
"You kill almost 30,000 people for a 12% shot at—"
Han's outburst came as a blast of electricity tore through his head. When it finally subsided, he dropped back into his chair, quivering and half paralyzed. Kratheus moved his power body so close that the air grew stale with the smell of actuator oil and Kalumi sweat.
"A good plan works on many levels, Captain Serlu," he said. "Your arrival merely added a new dimension to our plan to handle Carissian, one that persuaded us to act sooner rather than later."
Han glared at the Kalumi.
"You're done,"
he said, speaking through teeth that were still half clenched.
"You know that, right?"
"Because Luke Skywalker is coming?"
Marvid's tone was mocking.
"I doubt that very much. He's already dead. As is your wife. Zavara Rain ambushed them both at the Omni."
"And we used you to bait the trap," Kratheus added.
"Sure you did."
Han's retort was more hope than conviction, since his greatest fear all along had been that Leia and Luke would get themselves killed trying to rescue him.
"That's why you ran out of here to hole up."
"You are quite mistaken," Marvid said. Mind mapping requires the proper equipment. That is why we have been here so long.